I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Workers at a John Deere distribution center in Georgia are among the 10,000 members of the United Auto Workers Union on the picket lines nationwide. Workers at the McDonough, Georgia Deere plant tell WXIA News that employee compensation has not kept up with the times.
When I came to work here in 73, a good friend retired, and these people get less retirement than he did. And that's almost 48 years ago.
To come out here and pick it with my brothers and sisters, especially being a part of something much bigger, to get exactly what we've earned, I think is well worth it.
In the middle of the harvest season, the strike has farmers worried about finding necessary replacement parts and a possible rush on current available inventory. There's optimism for an agreement, however, as negotiations continue in hopes of preventing a bigger impact on farming operations. The contract under negotiation covers 14 company plants, including 7 in Iowa, 4 in Illinois, 1 each in Kansas, Colorado, and Georgia. The majority of union workers rejected a contract offer that would deliver 5 and 6% raises to some workers. During the pandemic, workers say they worked 10 to 12-hour days for as many as 6 days a week. And they say while wages stagnated and conditions worsened, bosses were seeing record profits. Nearly $2.5 billion has been paid out to stockholders and dividends, while the CEO has seen his personal wealth increase by 160% since February of 2020. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.